This is a lecture by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 16th of December, 1958. The title of this lecture is Promotion and Registration. This tape is 68 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
This is a short conference here and a rundown on the new promotion registration line, which is one of the five departments of the FC. And this department does more than that. The Department of Promotion and Registration does far more than just this. But this is the primary drill that's involved with it. And this drill consists of the basic personnel of the promotion procurement registration line, which is, of course, the registrar, the assistant registrar, and the CF promotion and liaison. First thing we have to understand about this is that the ceiling of income in the organization is placed by the registration line. Now, the registration line is not exactly tailored, and if it isn't permitted to expand, then the income of the organization remains constant. I have proven this without the slightest final doubt. That's it. That what does it? You can sell lots of books. You can sell tapes. You can organize groups. You can do anything you want to do and should do all these other things. But if nobody writes them a letter and tells them to come in, you never get any money. And the number of people who are invited to participate further in Scientology, just like this, regulate the income of the central organization, and that's it. There's no further argument about this. Now, there's another phenomenon that takes place, and that is the periodic cycle, which the communists call the cycle of booms and depressions, and without which communism couldn't exist. And the cycle of a boom and depression is created by the outflow and answer cycle of the department. You don't have any answers coming in, so you sit there and outflow very heavily. Then your mail beefs up, and you spend your time answering the letters, and you don't outflow. And after a while, business drops off and goes in the trough on the curve, and then you get anxious and promptly outflow, which brings in lots of business and replies, but no outflow. So the trick is to maintain any kind of a constant income is first to maintain the constancy of outflow. You have to maintain a constancy of outflow, and that means that you have to put the number of people on it necessary to maintain the constancy of outflow. Now, we've tried a great many systems of getting these things squared away, and the system which we are now employing is in use at this moment and has proven very successful. Just 2 weeks in use, and this one knocked off a par unit on an organization which hadn't had a par unit for months. It was just as easy as that. So what I'm talking about here isn't theory. It's already in practice, and it's been worked out within a fine hair. Now, first let's understand something about an organization. That is, it's composed of terminals and lines. It's terminals and lines, and the terminals are there with a common purpose, but they are united by lines. And there are really then terminal people and line people in the organization. They're two different breeds of cat. And the organizations never understand this too thoroughly, and I myself made the mistake of concentrating on the fixed location of personnel. Now, it's all right to give a line person a place to sit down, but don't let them sit there very long. They are in motion. They are running particles up and down lines. Get the idea? And if there's nobody there to chase particles up and down lines and separate particles and spread them out and do this and that with them and make sure that the flow continues, then nothing significant really ever arrives at the fixed positions. The fixed positions are necessary to handle traffic, to change it, to get it into the organization and get it out of the organization. Those fixed positions are quite necessary. But just as you have been frantic with 8 more people to interview, while Mr. Doakes continues to sit at your desk and goes on and on and on, and just as you have not gotten up and taken him gently by the arm and moved him out the door, so you really don't move line particles. Get the idea? Now, a person moving line particles would come in and throw a hook around his neck and drag him out. Got the idea? They'd see that he went to the next terminal. Well, that's not a function of the terminal. Terminals can't do this. They just can't do it. There's a terminal and then another terminal, and there's a line between these two terminals. And I'll give you an example. I went into certification one day and wondered why nobody was certifying anything. Well, we had 2 terminals of comparable magnitude, and they hadn't ever been able to make up their minds who did what part of what drill. And what they needed was an adjustment of line. Well, I adjusted the line that fast. You see? I adjusted the line once. Not by authority, because I was willing to take responsibility for a line. Now, these people didn't take any further responsibility for the line, and they shouldn't have. They had their own jobs to do. But they couldn't adjust the line, and that's what terminals can't do. And this is the primary hat which I have held in Dianetic Scientology organizations for 8 years. It's a line hat. I keep the lines going. Now, I expect somebody else to hire and fire terminals. I don't really try to pay too much attention to this, although I do get involved in it. You see? But given terminals, you have to have somebody to move the lines. Now, an HCO communicator is the only pattern we have at this time of somebody who moves lines. And he just moves lines. That's all he does. That's all he does. He just shoves particles up one line and down another line, makes sure the lines are in place and so forth. And this is the only educated person we have in this line. Therefore, a total line and terminal personnel setup in its most basic form is a CF promotion liaison person who's handling the lines. A registrar who is handling the, quote, hot files, hot bodies and hot mail. It consists of the registrar who handles all of the hot files and the assistant registrar who handles all of the ARC break files. Now, the registrar also handles the hot mail. The assistant registrar handles the ARC break mail. And the registrar handles the hot bodies. And the assistant registrar handles the ARC break bodies. And the CF promotion liaison sorts them. Sorts the bodies by educating reception. And making sure that reception stays educated. And that anybody who is on the reception parts of the line are coached as to how to recognize and where to send these 2 types of bodies. Now, the moment invoice is through with the mail, CF promotion liaison takes the mail and sorts it out into 2 stacks. 3, really. Stuff that has no business with registration, which simply goes to reception for distribution, such as HCO, business mail, that sort of thing. That she doesn't examine. She examines these other things. She sorts them out into 2 stacks. One is hot and the other is ARC break. There's only 2 categories here. There's no such thing as a null category. There isn't a null category. If there were a null category, it's only because somebody hasn't written, so you don't find the null category in mail. You got the idea? The fact that somebody wrote in makes them a hot for something. Now, that's very simple. And by the way, what you do with this person who is a hot something or other is you just sell him more. You don't sell him anything, you just sell him more. That's all. He's already sold, so you don't do any selling. And the mail, as it breaks down in the ARC break capacity, is simply, of course, shunted to the assistant registrar. Now, it is the responsibility of CF promotion liaison that the central files are combed. Now, CF Promotion Liaison does not keep Central Files and is not Central Files in charge, and it never better never become Central Files in charge, because that's a fixed terminal. Mm-hmm. And the second you say you've got to keep these files up, or you permit this person to keep these files up, you lose your line person. Just like that. Bang, gone. This person disappears, your lines disappear. Because the registration lines are very susceptible to vanishment. Very susceptible. They disappear, and the registrar sits there and says, what happened? You know, no people coming in. The assistant registrar says, no mail. I wonder what happened. And they sit there and they wonder and say, well, I must have done something wrong. They didn't do anything wrong. They got reception who was feeding the mail to goats. Got the idea? Well, I mean, this could be this idiotic, and often is. They sit there and they wonder what happened to their mail, or what happened to their bodies, or what happened to their folders, why they didn't appear. And it's somebody's had a flood in the basement, and CF hasn't been operative for 8 or 9 months, and nobody's found it out, you know, or something like this. They never go find out. So you've got to have a fluid person who is a line person. Now, on the folders, CF Promotion Liaison sorts out folders. Now, everybody has started from A and sometimes been very, very clever and started from Z and started to work through the files, which totally leaves LMNOPQR utterly unexamined. So I would say that you started in with these last first. But you just go through everything. And she just glances at them. She doesn't have to do anything with them, so therefore she doesn't really have to establish their character too well. But she looks at the first letter on top that is from the person in the file. Looks at that first letter. And if this letter is good roads and good weather and everything is wonderful, she considers it a hot file. And if this person is choppy in any way, shape, or form, just the first page, she doesn't even have to digest the information, you see. Right, that's an ARC break file. She has no further use for these files except to pull them. Now, that's up to CF in charge that these files are pulled properly and that proper dummies are put in their place and that they get back in and so forth. This is none of the business whatsoever of CF Promotion Liaison. CF Promotion Liaison has the right to drag them out of the file cabinets and lay them up on the floor and spill their contents back of the file drawers and so forth. This person is disciplined in the handling of files by the person who handles the files. Now, the dummy that goes in is dummied up for CF Promotion. And there's a flash color card goes into the dummy showing that this folder is in the possession of Promotion Registration. Just the registration line. But it's Central Files that sees that this is disciplined. You see, this person doesn't do extra file work. They just pull folders. And it gets very sloppy occasionally. They say, Joe, I got folders, all the last third of the folders in the L drawer. And I'm taking them all out, and they'll be upstairs if you want any of them. It's pretty sloppy, you know. Wait a minute, CF will have to say. Wait a minute, now let me get a list of them. Let me get a list of them. Oh, you're slowing down the line. Well, guy gets a list of them. Good idea. So it's actually best that the address machine system of drawing files is used. In those areas that don't have an address machine, they just have to make little cards out and so forth. But the address machine will actually give you a list of all the people in the files. You need to make up dummies as fast as they're pulled, you see. None of that has too much bearing on this line because it's a problem of CF. It's not a problem of Promotion Liaison. The problem of Promotion Liaison is this: to provide an adequate number of files into the baskets of the registrar, hot files, and the assistant registrar, ARC break files. And there's another little line that comes into this, which is quite intriguing, and that is the accounts line. Now, accounts is supposed to stay off the registrar line, but accounts is supposed to provide registration because of the function of the assistant registrar. And accounts isn't supposed to write anybody any letters from here on out. If you find accounts writing a letter, just shoot them. Just shoot them, let the body lie on the floor and bleed. Because they have muffed it. Legal is not supposed to write any more letters to anybody on the subject of delinquent accounts. Find legal doing so, just shoot them. Let them bleed. Don't even render to assist. Because they're making a lot of hard work, which you right now have to really overcome. All of the legal efforts to collect debts in the FC have collected about $1,000, which haven't even paid the fee of the attorney, and they have made 1,000 ARC breaks, which will have to be handled by the assistant registrar. So, the right way to handle a delinquent account is by the ARC break system. And so, therefore, it is up to accounts to provide CF promotion liaison, and up to CF promotion liaison to get from accounts periodically a list of delinquent people. Now, what does she do with this list? She goes over, or he goes over, and he gets the CF folders of these people and just feeds them into the ARC break line, you see.
Is that in the hat?
Now, that belongs in the accounts hat. And anybody noticing that it never got into the accounts hat in the organization this is appearing in should get it into the accounts hat. But that's the way you collect a delinquent debt, is you hand it to the assistant registrar. All right. Now, here's the trick. Enough files have to be stacked up for the registrar, and enough files have to be stacked up for the assistant registrar so that they don't run out. And at the rate of about 20 files at a crack, they're stacked into their trays. Rarely more than 20 files. Don't give more than that. You shouldn't be handling more than that at a crack. But you should be able to get a stack of files 4 and 5 times a day, don't you see, if you're really going hot. But move them out, move them through, and the file folder itself goes along with the thing to secretary. And the secretary, the promotion typist, who is doing registrar, and the promotion typist who is doing assistant registrar, should have the file in their hands while they are taking the dictation off of the tape or machine. The reason why is that they can look at the right name, and they can maybe, and should always do this, check it for the right address. There might be a more modern address in this file folder than anybody's noticed. Get the idea? Now, therefore, that file folder rides through to the typist with the tape and rides back to the out basket of the registrar or the assistant registrar when the letters come back for signature. And then is picked up by promotion liaison and taken back to CF. The file folder is, and promotion liaison makes sure that that mail gets out, is mailed. That it's actually mailed. Promotion liaison also makes sure that it moves to the typist, that the typists actually do type it, and that it moves out from the typist back to, this promotion liaison doesn't take it back, the typist takes it back. Takes it back to the registrar and the assistant registrar for signature. And then promotion liaison picks it up and makes sure that it goes. In other words, everywhere a particle moves, promotion liaison is on it. And everywhere a letter gets answered that is supposed to give us good business, when a letter is answered that's supposed to give us good business, it's answered by the registrar. And wherever a letter is patching up our misdeeds, it goes to the assistant registrar in every case. Now we keep this line relatively balanced. Well, we've got the file folders all cleaned up, and there are no ARC breaks left in the file folders and so on. We'll all be OT, so we needn't worry about the future work. Now, here is a nicely adjusted line, and it has to be a handles line, and it has various purposes, and it goes in various directions. And it'd be a very, very good thing for anyone handling CF promotion liaison to actually draw the terminals and draw the lines and the routing of every particle, and just study it all out according to the actual building plan in which the department and its files and so forth exist. Now, CF promotion liaison belongs, very definitely belongs, at a small table in CF. Does not belong anywhere else. If we're going to, they're going to sit down at all, then do their sorting at all, it's going to be at a small table in CF, see? And the registrar belongs right up front in the organization, second only to reception. In other words, people come in, see reception, they can be shunted to the registrar, and the assistant registrar belongs in perhaps a slightly less open position, because there are people going to come in and sob and cry. I mean that literally. And if they're going to sob and cry there, they should be afforded to do it in private. But the point is that the registrar is a very open, relatively open position. And the assistant registrar is a somewhat closed position. So we can put 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, we don't care how many, registrars in one room. And we could put several assistant registrars in independent booths or another room. But where we have only one basic team at work, they can both exist for the moment in the same room, if that's the best we can do. But you see, it's not quite optimum.
Yeah.
The assistant registrar is always the crying tower. And people see me in the hall sometimes, and they just break down and cry and talk to me, and then I tell them to do something. But that's not necessary. They've blown their ARC break. And I've had them just be happy as clams and walk away. I expected them to expect me to do something. They didn't expect me to do anything. They expected me to handle it. I did. All right. Now, this line I have generalized here to a great degree. And you can see, then, that if the organization is to continue to outflow, that there should be another person around someplace called the full or a part-time, you know, additional duty job of director of promotion and registration. That person in a small organization could also be, that isn't doing heavy volume, could also be the registrar, don't you see? But it's that person's place to hire, to supervise, make sure the typists are on the job and that sort of thing, but some of those duties can be relegated to CF promotion liaison. However, these posts do not interlock. They don't cross over, because the promotion registration director is in actuality the fixed terminal supervisor. She supervises the quality of the mail. She supervises other things. With regard to this, she hires people and so forth. And all at CF Promotion Liaison can report that people don't exist on these posts. See, that person can ask for authority to do something or other and so forth, but that authority is normally from the director of promotion registration, or from the executive director, from the org sec, or somebody else who has the power actually to hire somebody. However, this means CF Promotion Liaison should just go right on screaming if there's no typist, because the volume of the line is the responsibility of Promotion Liaison. That volume of the line is that responsibility. The quality of the line is the responsibility of the Director of Promotion and Registration. You see the difference here. Now, we've got somebody who is making sure that the line is moving and that people are carrying out the particle flow. Now let's go over particles again, and let's just take a very fast look at particles. And we find that there's a secretarial of the executive director, December 15, 1958, and it talks to CF Promotion and Liaison and gives a pretty good idea of all of this material. There is also the registrar's hat of December 15, 1958, secretarial of the executive director. And this is very pertinent and actually supersedes earlier registrar directives, except priceless. And it gives you a new look at the job of registrar. And then the only hat, well, there would be another one of these secretarials that describe the assistant registrar's hat, but actually the basic policy in this was the FC policy letter or the HASI policy letter of November 15, 1958, and it was a little bulletin called How to Procure People, which is not complete in itself, but is nevertheless quite valuable. And that's the only hat at the moment the assistant registrar has. But this will be repaired very shortly. All right. Now, let's look at this line again, and let's find out that there have to be two things there, a terminal to actually handle the particle, and somebody there to keep the particle moving. In the absence of both of these people, you see, in the absence of the two, we don't get anywhere. Now let's look at the line as split again into hot files and ARC brakes. Now it's quite interesting what we mean by a hot file, or a good prospect, as the person would be called, or a hot prospect letter. And the definition of that is simply somebody who has originated individually to the organization, or has taken at least an HAS course. And this we consider hot. And if there's an ARC break on it, of course, that's the assistant registrars. Now, an ARC break can be denoted in many ways. It's a person started an HAS course someplace and didn't finish it. Maybe never wrote in anything, but this is a peculiar thing. So what do we do about it? Well, we handle as an ARC break. Therefore, there are three types of particle on the line, and one is the body, one is mail, and one is the CF folder. And the CF folder is an interesting item all by itself, because it is the body of the opposite number, the magic body of the person who is in the field. It's actually a magic body. It's a counterfeit body that the organization holds, don't you see? So therefore, a person is never in CF until he has originated himself to the organization. And that's the definition of a CF folder, by the way. It's never had a definition before, but there is its definition. It is that folder which contains all and everything, except maybe his testing records, which are contained in sinometric testing. It has a reflection of his testing records, which contains what has been originated to the organization by an outside person. And that's a CF folder. And there should be a folder for every such person. But a folder is never included in lists. Somebody sends in a list of his group. Well, that's not a folder. And is no interest of the registrar, and is no interest of the assistant registrar, such a list. Now, a folder which merely says, I bought a book, is no interest of the registrar, and is no interest of the assistant registrar. So they bought a book, and it's represented only by a yellow slip. And there's a yellow slip sitting in a CF folder. We haven't got the person's body yet, and you leave it up to the local magazine, or the local group, or routine promotions to bring this person in further. That's not enough origin to make a hot file. But that they've actually done something, or engaged in some activity, or written us a letter, gives us then the further look. Now that's a hot folder. And if they've done something more, then they will do more. You see why that person who just bought a book isn't a hot file. That person isn't. Might be just a curiosity seeker. Might be just somebody checking up on the organization. Might be almost anybody. See? And they haven't expressed their intentions yet. But the intention, I am interested in Scientology, when expressed more vividly than buying of one book, becomes the business of the registrar, and all the registrar has to do from that point on is sell them more Scientology. He doesn't have to sell them anything. They want more Scientology. She assumes this, and so she handles it. All right, so much for that. That's it as far as these are concerned. The more important item which we have to take up now is the R factor. Is how do you write a procurement letter? And we've already had this bulletin on how to procure people, but this, I can state it even more cleanly than this, and that's simply this. We have the R factor, and if we're not interested in a folder, we don't write it, and that applies to the registrar, and that applies to the assistant registrar, and we never force interest in these people. If we're not interested in them, to hell with them. Put them back in the files. Got the idea? I don't care if they're an ARC break or they're a hot prospect and the guy says, scream, scream, I'm coming in tomorrow, I'm flying in by plane and tube and so forth, and we look at this guy and we look over this folder and say, help me, God, we can't, we just say, what the hell, you know? Don't write him. Now, you think maybe that's going to cost the organization money. That isn't true. You know how you'll cost the organization money? By counterfeiting interest. By counterfeiting curiosity. By forcing yourself to be interested in people you don't care if they live or die. And the next thing you know, the whole job starts looking unreal to you. You got the idea? Now, both the registrar and the assistant registrar particularly, has to be willing to take responsibility for every reactive bank in the whole country. If you can't take that responsibility, why, you're off post. That's it. Now, this person writes in, and he says, I live down here in Mumbo Jumbo, Florida, and here I am down here in Mumbo Jumbo, Florida, and I'm interested in knowing how to get a group together. That's all right. If you don't have a group secretary, you could write him a letter and tell him how to get a group together. But let's take a good look at this, shall we? This R factor. Just take a real fast look at this. This guy wrote us and said, Mumbo Jumbo, Florida, and how did he get a group together? And you looked at this and you says, where the hell is Mumbo Jumbo, Florida? And that's all you can think about with relationships. Where is Mumbo Jumbo, Florida? I've been down that far, Florida. I don't remember Mumbo Jumbo, Florida. Where is this? Now you say, obvious ARC break if I ever ask him such a question. So I better repress my strange curiosity about this. And I better write, well, I'm sure groups would do along fine in Mumbo Jumbo and so forth. And yap, 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 yap. Boy, you'll never hear from him. Your expectancy must be the same expectancy as if you wrote a friend. Wouldn't you be upset if a friend of yours never wrote back? You write some friend of yours and he's up in some other part of the country and you say, how are you? How are you getting along? You know? And he never writes back. Wow. You know, you should feel bad when they don't answer you. Yes, you should feel bad. And by the way, this gives you a question will come up somewhere along here. What do you do with a file folder while you're waiting for the answer? Well, you put it where it belongs, which is CF. And you don't put it in a hot file down in CF, because about 50% of CF is really hot. All right. Now, all we can think of with regard to this guy is, where the hell is Mumbo Jumbo, Florida? Well, you know, you really wouldn't go wrong if you said, Dear Jim, where the hell is Mumbo Jumbo, Florida? You say, this is immediately going to get an ARC break. He writes back and he says, you know, everybody asked that. He says, everybody asked that, you know. When they get down here, they say, where the hell are we? Now, we're trying to straighten some of these people out, and you've answered the same question. We want to put ourselves on the map, as far as you're concerned, at least. Now, are you going to send me a group manual, or aren't you? Well, it's no ARC break. The guy answered, didn't he? So you say, here's your goddamn group manual, and that's the way you feel about it. Now you get the idea. You get the idea. Don't keep violating your own reality because you'll cut the C. The devil with the A, skip the A. It's the R and the C. And for there to be C, there must be R. And R is simply reality, which is basically composed of agreement. What can you agree with these people with? Not what will he agree with. That you can never guarantee. But you can sure guarantee what you'll agree with. Now, I've got some folders here. I'm just going to open at random. Give you an example. Now, here's Rock, Mrs. Sadie C. Rock, Cleveland 12, Ohio. And we have a whole letter in here, which is in reply to, in reading Fate magazine, I read your article about Scientology, Fundamentals of Thought. I'm very much interested. Please find and close $1 for same. Thanking you, Mrs. Sadie C. Rock. Now, we're not going to criticize the errors of the line, but we actually find a letter going from Richard F. Steeves, org sec, to this person, and he had no goddamn business writing one.
Where was that?
Oh, it's old. November 22nd, 1957. And it's no wonder that you don't have any further file in it. You have no business writing her letter. She just bought a book. Hey, had no business writing her letter. You're drowning her. She'll resent this. And she evidently did. I could write her a letter right now and say, Dear Sadie, I'm sorry we wrote you a long and drawn-out letter. What do you think of the book? If you've thrown it in the ash can, it wouldn't surprise me. And she writes back and she says, God damn it, that's what I did. I threw it in the ash can. But I fished it out, and now I'm looking at it again. Get the idea? All right, here's one. Raby, Kenneth C. And he's actually taken a distribution center check sheet. And he has written a letter, and he has no answer to it. I have been owner of the book Dianetics since 1950. I am desirous of obtaining additional books. I also have a copy of your news bulletin, Volume 1, in which you list 3 to 5 new books. Are these still available? If so, please send me a list of the current prices over so that I may purchase additional books. Is there a Dianetics Center here in the Detroit area? Please let me know the address if there is. Kenneth Raby. And he says, thank you very much for your letter. Somebody says to him, Dick Steves, I'm sending you a booklet and several other pamphlets for use and information. Oh, Christ. Oh, no. I mean, for Christ's sakes. The guy wants to know about books. And so we send him pamphlets. That's our... The devil it is. The guy wanted to know about books. And this was December the 2nd, 1957, and he hasn't answered since, and there is an ARC book sitting on this one. Which consists of this. Thank you very much for your letter to the Hubbard Dianetic Foundation. The foundation has moved to Washington, and its past 7 years of evolution is now widely known as Scientology. Bull. Just bull. This guy's not prepared to accept this. Furthermore, it's a lie. The Hubbard Dianetic Research Foundation still exists. Dianetics still exists. See this? See how upsetting all this is to this bird? Now, the only thing we'd do is look at this, and if we read this over, we say, you want some current books, want some additional books, right? Dianetics Center? You'd say, I'm sorry, there's no Dianetics Center in Detroit. There is, however, a Scientology Center if you want to go over there. Here's a list of current books. Thank you very much. You get the clue? This is sheer, if you'll pardon my French. Now, here's a guy who is snowed under. And you know, there's nothing in the file folder but letters from us. So obviously, we never should have written him a thing. There's nothing in there but letters from us. Well, where was the basic stuff that was in there, see?
It's funny, Ron, because I ran across one of those folders to John Hugh Winders, and all it was communication from us to him, just about. One or two book orders from him, and he all of a sudden just arrived here. For a course.
Oh, that doesn't matter. That doesn't say it doesn't work.
Oh.
I'm just telling you that it works better.
Yeah.
Got it? You've lost the communications he had originally. That's probably the history of this.
Yeah.
Now we've got another one. Joseph W. Rackle, Ability Magazine. In accordance with your reference to the current issue of your magazine, may I have the name and address of the local field auditor for this area? Thanking you so-and-so, and this ran squarely in. Thank you much. The nearest one to you would be Reefa Postel. Please let me know if you can be sure of the information here. And he wrote this June 10th, 1958, a year or two after we no longer gave those out.
Yes.
Joseph Rackle. This is fine. Maybe we've heard from him, maybe we haven't. But that violates policy, by the way. Leon Radiker. Somebody has returned this. I notice the file is returned. Nothing here. Not anything. Have to be played over a little more carefully. Ooh. Boy, here's an awful lot of letters. I don't know what that file's all about. I'd give it to the registrar to find out. The assistant registrar to find out. I don't know what it's about. Here's Paul and Paulette Bazazian. Thank you much for your Congress questionnaires. Paul, on your something or other. Well, obviously, this is a standard old line customer. We can look into it, writing a letter and say, hi, Paul. They recovered from the last Congress, you know? Anything. Anything that interests you. Bloomquist, thank you for APA graphing your letter. Project Clear is going well. It all appears to be good roads and good weather. These letters in here from Steve's are not too good as procurement letters. And I notice we haven't anything. October 9th, well, that's fairly recent. The guy probably is registered someplace or another right this minute.
Is it
yeah.
Hmm?
Yeah, well, he's maybe not. Here's Earl Ash. Richard Steele. So I haven't heard from you in a long time. What have you been doing? I've been real busy as usual helping make automobiles. My schedule is such makes it so I won't get down to Washington much anymore, but I sure would like to come. It just isn't possible to come down to the Congress of the 21st ACC because I'm getting married, and so on, and so on, and so on. My goodness, he's getting married, and you're bringing MS down to Washington, the Mrs. down to Washington, oh, fine. And this was November 6th. Thanks for your letter. We're now making clear as any here goes. Now finished. The standard sell. No. No. Definitely not. You'd say, getting married. Well, I hope you make your girl into a Scientologist, which is the only thing that interested me when I read this. No ARC breaks in the files. Come out to anything. A couple letters from assistant registrar. Last is the best example. The letter which follows it is pretty corny. But the truth of the matter is, you could write him that, and that's what I would be interested in. I'll have to mock up a letter or two here, since these files are not very representative of anything. You've been writing these people and writing them. It tells us that our CF is not too well kept. Otherwise, it'd be fatter. These folders would be fatter. They evidently have some lost stuff out of them. But let's take a look at this. Therefore, a well-kept CF is really the stuff, you know. Now, let's take a look at that last folder. November, the guy's apologizing. He's actually apologizing. He's not coming down here. He tells us he's getting married. He got awful great. He thinks he'll bring the missus down to Washington. Well, I hope that he does. I hope he does. And I hope that he isn't upset about something. I kind of wondered if he was. You know, a vague idea. And is the missus a Scientologist? And does she know anything about the subject? And so, well, I got interested in that. See? We don't care about it. We're making Claire's. It's an 8-year goal. Yeah, I know it's an 8-year goal. I did it. Everybody else knows about it. Why write it in a letter? The letter is to a person. It reflects R. All right. You get a letter from the guy. You open this folder. And he's taken an HAS course from a field auditor, and this is the last year of him. And you read just two letters deeper, and it says, I am leaving home, and I'm leaving my wife and children, because I know I can't straighten myself out until I have left them all. And I'm going over to Detroit and take an HAS course, and so on. And this is 6 months ago, and you haven't heard since. Well, I don't know what you would be interested in this. I don't know what you would be interested in this. But for God's sakes, pick out that part of it that you're interested in. Now, what would you be interested in this?
What happened to
him? Huh? What happened to you? Yeah, what would you be interested in?
What happened to him?
Anything else?
Well, his wife and kids, where are they?
And now you're cooking on both front burners. I'll tell you why. You're taking responsibility for his life. It's running badly, and you want it straightened out. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
You want that life straightened out one way. You're taking responsibility for the guy. Now, it's not that you're particularly even want to or got to do something about this guy, but you certainly are going to find out. Now, the way you answer an ARC break, take my name off your mailing list. It's an ARC break. That's what they wrote. What would you do with it? Juan, what would you do with it?
Well, what I've been doing, what
I would do
with it. I gave you a letter, okay. What
are we doing? Why? Well, all right. Actually, if you wanted this, you just do TR5N, the drill, to AR5N, which is ARC breaks handling of. There are 100 ways of doing this drill. There isn't a pat question. And this becomes a very important one to us. You could ask the same thing in numbers of ways, but it is an auditing session that you're entering. And you ask an auditing question, like, when did you first feel that you would like to get off our mailing list? When did you first feel this? You're liable to spring a bigger, more voluminous answer. What do you do with these big answers that come in after you've sprung one? Well, you just write them again. You find out, same factor. You now look in their new reply and sort out of that what you're curious to find out more about. That's all. You state it. You ask them. You carry on an interested and interesting correspondence. Now, it's very difficult to get interested in somebody that you don't know anything about. So it's silly. You can write them a kind of a form letter if you're going to do that. But our files are certainly full of form letters. Now, people have begun to believe that only personal contact sells anybody. That's not true. Here's the test. I had three letters, which are, by the way, in this bulletin here. It's very funny. Sample letters. I remember this sample letter. Dear Eileen, I've read your last letter to us and seem to detect difficulty. You were doing so well, and I'm curious about your expressed reluctance to finish the HAS examination. What happened? Actually, in the letter, it said, in her file folder, it said, I really want to become a trained auditor. I wonder, what the devil happened to that goal? See? I didn't pay any attention to the HAS examination so much, but she really had wanted to become an auditor. So this was my arc. So I wrote this letter, and I wrote a couple more letters here. While looking further, I see you took an HAS course in 58, and I was looking for, I see you not take an examination. However, I'm mystified as to why you did not complete your basic goal of training. We need auditors badly. You seem so well suited. Has something happened to deter you in your auditing career? This was what interested me. I picked up another folder, and it said, Dear Bill, this was from a guy, and I saw they just bought an e-meter. I figured out he'd probably having trouble with it about this time. So I wrote him, and I said, Dear Bill, did you get your e-meter? How does it work? Best regards. And the funny part of these were all signed by the name of the director of promotion registration. Not by my name. These three letters given him. And the HCO communicator took these because they were two actual files, and he mailed them. They got replies. See? Now, you certainly don't register sales letter or that sort of thing. Now, it's not that a sales letter is bad, but it's just unreal. Now, when people walk in to buy something, they don't need a sales talk. If they're interested in being talked into it, they've probably got an ARC break with practitioners or something. Turn them over to the assistant registrar. You know, they say, well, I don't know, and they don't know. Well, long about that time, I don't know either, as far as they're concerned. And I say, look, do you want help or don't you? You know? And they say, well, how much is it? And so on. You say, that's the accounts department. Here's a price list. They say, oh, that's terribly expensive. You say, isn't it? It's terribly expensive, yes. Psychoanalysis only costs about $15,000 or $20,000 for nothing, and you're getting a real cut price. Who cares? Who cares what you say? As long as you stay interested in the person and stay real. The next thing you know, this guy's just beaten down by that much reality. He's just beaten down by it. He says, what? I can't pull my standard dramatization or something of the sort? He's overwhelmed. You say, sign up. He signs up. He says, well, how much is all the interest going to be? You say, take it up with accounts. Why don't you go down to accounts and fill the thing out? And where's a buzzer? And call an accountant and so forth. Why don't you just sign the thing? Oh, he says, oh, do you have that? Well, all right, I'll sign it. And you say, well, you send you the contract in the mails. Don't be so damned interested. See? Nice. Be nice. Be as helpful as you want to be, and so forth. But after all, remember something. You're selling something that doesn't have a price. It's utterly priceless. And this guy's just unlucky enough not to know it. Unless you know this, unless you know that the service units are getting good service these days, why, you'd have a hard time selling it. All right, is there anything else here that we haven't covered? I'll give you one at once that we haven't covered. Does the assistant registrar have any right or vested interest in the training quality or the processing quality?
Well,
yes, you do have. And the way to express it, however, is just to raise hell with the DUP and the DUP, particularly the advisory council meetings. Just raise hell with them. Cut them to ribbons. Get the idea? Try to keep your service up and make them realize somebody's interested in how well they're doing. That's really the way that's handled. It's quite effective to be handled that way. The other thing that we haven't mentioned as we go by this thing, one other thing we haven't mentioned, and that is the estimation of how many weeks in processing. Registrar really has no right to foist off something on the technical division that it can't handle. So the technical division in all cases should pass where processing is concerned. However, we have no right to stop anybody in training. Nevertheless, they should have an interview with training. And if you're having difficulty, quote, selling the guy or answering his questions or something like that, send him up to training. And then, if he sees the DOT and does talk to the training administrator, and the training administrator unsells your prospect and you don't see the guy again and didn't sign up and so forth, simply write a note to the org sec to have the guy sacked. I mean, because he must be himself squirreling things up. and at least let the org sec or the SOC sec investigate what the devil happened, because it'd be unusual. See? Now, the registrar has another right, and that right is to see everybody before they finally leave the organization. A student, they see a student before the student leaves. A PC, they see the PC before the PC leaves. Now, if there's any special course or activity or anything else, the registrar, the assistant registrar, have a right to be on deck. If their volume of work gets too high and too heavy and their quota of letters is being cut to pieces by mail that they have to answer, they're entitled to another registrar and another assistant registrar. They go in teams. Now, one CF promotion liaison can handle about three registrar teams if he works like mad. But after about three registrars and three assistant registrars, you'd for sure have to have a promotion liaison line, another one. If you had several registrars and assistant registrars, you'd have such a title as the chief assistant registrar. And you'd have a title of chief registrar. Get the idea?
Yeah.
Sounds very funny, a chief assistant registrar. But it's nevertheless true.
Yeah.
Now, in view of the fact that all the ARC breaks are being pulled off the registrar's line, why, she ought to be able to keep fairly high. And in practice, as we switch to a new team, the assistant registrar of the old team always becomes the registrar of the new team. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
And we put two new people on both as assistant registrars. That's the way we switch these things, usually.
What happens when
the ARC break file becomes a hot file? Does the registrar then? Probably it would materialize, and they'd want to see you. And in which event you would see them. In other words, if an ARC break file became a hot file, that's a good question, see. The person comes in, they've been an ARC break right up to this time, and they just want a couple of more words of reassurance, or they want to sign up or something of the sort, but they'll want to see the person who handled their ARC break. Now, in that respect, and in times of heavy traffic, the assistant registrar can always sign up too. See, it isn't that the registrar always makes out the papers, always, you understand? Assistant registrar can sit right there, handle an ARC break, and sign the person up. Very often happens that way.
That's the only person that handles an ARC break to get the
information. No, it isn't. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. I don't care what happens to these people. I don't care if these people come into this organization, get trained, processed. For any other reason than that they come in and get trained and processed, that's all. Not interested in how much money they put in the line. Of course, everybody else is interested in how much money, and naturally they would be. But the less interested I am, the more money falls in on me. The more cavalierly I handle this situation, why the easier it is. No, that's not the basic reason, Eleanor. Not to get them to come in and be trained and processed, but to make them happy with Scientology and make them get along in life. And if you take responsibility for their reactive bank, they will come in inevitably.
I understand.
You see that?
Yes.
But your basic goal must simply be to take responsibility for these things, not to get them to do anything. If they come near you and they don't seem to be willing to sign up and they want it all as a gift and they start giving you rah, 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 and so forth, well, there's still an ARC break on the line somehow or another, with life or with practitioners or with somebody. The funny part of it is, get this magic. All you've got to do is take responsibility for people and be interested in people and make sure that those people are interested in what's going on. And you can't drive them away from the door. And if all you're interested in is cash, they stay away in droves. Cash is trash where a Thetan's concerned. Now, I don't mean to make you disrespectful of cash, but if you take thorough responsibility for the person, he'll turn over his whole bank account. He won't just pay you $500 for a student card. It's easy to that degree. For instance, I remember I started to practice one time, and I was wondering what I was going to do for money, and all of a sudden breathed this around about four pre-clears that I had, and I had $3,200 in the next 5 minutes. I was taking responsibility for their cases and their lives, don't you see? And it just never occurred to them or to me that they should give me any money. When this subject came up, they just gave me some money. Get the idea? It's real lightning. But I am not going to tell a registrar whose reality doesn't lie in this particular field, it must do it this way. I'm going to tell an assistant registrar that they must do it this way. You get that? Or that they must not ask people for money, or that they must not sell, because this would be a break of reality on their part. They would seem to be doing something Ron told them to do, not something they found was natural. You get the idea? And it is, the organization does utterly depend on a registrar, assistant registrar, CF promotion liaison team for its income. And if this is the case, then this is the case, and nobody has a right to interfere with the mechanisms which they have to use to get people to sign on the dotted line or to get money out of people and so forth. And if they think or find they have to do something else, let them go ahead and find they have to do something else. However, you'll find that in the mere writing of letters and the handling of CF files, so what I'm giving you works out so easily that you won't be able to resist it once you get it rolling. And then maybe someday you'll find out all you have to do, this guy walks in and he's stumbling around and he runs into a couple of desks and he finally sits down in a chair in front of you. And you're looking at him and you say, "Oh, what the dickens is the matter with you?" You know, and you say this, you know, you say, "What's the matter with you?" And the guy says, "I don't know." He says, "I'm just all fouled up like fire drill." And you say, "You are? You need some processing." And he says, "Well, I kind of came in to ask you about some processing." You say, "Isn't that lucky?" And you're not really thinking of selling him anything. You say, "Gee, now, wait a minute. It's the middle of the week. I wonder if the DFP hasn't got a spare auditor. Just a minute. They ring up the DFP and they say, "Spare auditor. Have you got a spare auditor?" "Yes, I got an auditor writing letters this week." "Oh, that's fine. That's fine. Not supposed to be writing letters, but send them over." "Send them over here. I got somebody for him to process. Will you accept this person for processing? It's the middle of the week and no tests or something of the sort. Well, this person seems to be all upset." And you say to the person, just as an afterthought, you say, "By the way, it's just the middle of the week and so forth, and it's only time for 12 and a half hour intensive and so on. Why don't you sign up for some processing here?" And he says, "Well, how many weeks do you want me to sign up for?" You say, "Oh, 10. And a guy signs up for 10 weeks of processing and goes off, you know. And you'll say, wait a minute. You look all this money lying in front of you. You say, "How the hell did that get there?" And you say, "Well, I got so interested in this guy. And it had nothing to do with the money, and the money landed there." And you'll get this other trick. But don't try to do this other trick unless you've got total reality on it, because you'll run the organization broke if you do. You're supposed to keep it alive. You got it? That's everything I have to say about the subject. We're way overdue. You've been very, very patient. You have undoubtedly dozens and dozens of questions to ask. Yeah. All right, ask.
Well, we are not supposed to refer people to groups and other people?
No. You can give all the people you want names of groups scattered over the country or lists of groups scattered over the country, but not to field auditors, because we can't guarantee their service. And if you give the name, you just say that. If you've got to give the name, just say that. Say the organization does not guarantee the services or activities of any field auditor. The only processing we're responsible for is processing the HGC. The person whose name you're asking for is Clyde Schneinfeld, 832 Bumgarten Avenue, Morlando. That's the nearest one we have to you. We don't say the man's good and the man's bad. It's just the policy is that we only fly the flag for the HGC. Whatever's real, see? Answer the guy, don't evade it, but don't give him gratuitously a person that I don't even think was there at that time. That's probably what happened to the person. This looks to him like you took total responsibility. You sent him to your local office. And the person wasn't even there. He said, what a hell of a person you are. Question?
This isn't right on my line now because I'm assistant registrar, but on answering questions of people who sent in for the APA test and sent it in, what can be said to them?
What? For the HPA?
The APA test.
Give it to them.
Give them their grant.
We had a bulletin on no giving no test results.
Yeah.
They should come in for the test results.
Well, they sent from Alaska.
Here's the thing is we are selling APA tests.
Well, you're asking me for a policy which isn't on this line at all. You're just wanting to know what to do about pricings and a gimmick.
What do we say to them about their
What do you say to them? All right, if I send a bulletin over there, then you give me a request to cancel it. Because if it doesn't apply to your particular area and it isn't real, why, you won't be able to make it work.
Okay.
Answered?
Yes.
You have a peculiar problem here, evidently. You're getting them all over the place, and you have a special package. But normally, this is intended for PE Foundation areas.
Uh-huh.
So people come into the PE Foundation, then they phone up and say, well, my test results. And you say, yap, 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 your test results are, and they never come in.
Yeah. I remember we used to tell them to come in.
Yeah, you tell them to come in. Well, that's a PE Foundation directive that you saw. All right. There is one more thing, I think, about the registrar line. It doesn't handle accounts. That's one of the things.
Oh, yeah,
about
we don't sign up notes and stuff like that.
You don't sign up notes.
Well, when the accountant's department gets set up, we're
able to handle it. Yes, okay. That's right. That's set up promptly and properly. You are supposed to keep a log.
Yeah, we keep a log on their name, what they pay. And
that's right.
Yeah.
And if you can't get all your letters typed in the daytime, hire a part-time typist for night.
Mm-hmm.
But don't let that letter line sag.
I've got a question about distribution mail.
Yeah.
That is, say a guy writes in good roads, good weather letter just to someone else in the organization. It's not anything for them to handle. Does the registrar go ahead and handle it, or just pass it on to the individual to whom the letter is addressed?
Oh, these people are entitled to correspondence. Let them write them.
Sure.
If they want to. You say you want to answer this person? I said, yeah. All right, let them answer.
Sure.
I don't care anything about it.
Too.
Huh?
I said, that goes there, too.
Somebody well,
else
sure.
Answers.
You can't monopolize the total information line. Anything else?
Yeah, am I now a registrar? Plus department?
Yes, yeah. You're a registrar and additional duty.
Okay, sure, that's what I was doing before.
You're a registrar and additional duty.
Okay.
The reason for that is it neater?
Yeah, right now it is. Yeah.
It's neater. Mm-hmm. What you'll have to do is get this line running. This line's got to run, and the post's got to function along this line. We got to get this thing snaked into place so it's a good smooth drill, and then it'll be off of everybody's backs.
I can see where it could work out very nicely very quickly.
Hmm?
Because the way it was running was already very smooth.
It was what?
Very smoothly, the way it was running, you know.
Before?
Yeah.
Yeah, you had it fairly well worked out.
Yeah.
But this is a special drill, remember?
Yeah.
This has actually got to be plotted within a hair. I couldn't say too much to convince you of that, but it's really got to be plotted snap, 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 snap. It's got to have all of its slots in place, and all of a sudden, like, zoom. You introduce this much order into that much line, you get results, wham. Just think, what happened if you cleaned up all your ARC breaks and accounts? Those were paying customers once. If you cleaned up all your ARC breaks down here in CF, what would happen? If you sorted out all this stuff, and you said, this guy's received an awful lot of letters. Must have an ARC break for this time. Write him and ask him, how have our letters affected you? Boom! The idea? Any other questions? None? Okay. Well, any further questions you have about this line or trying to get this thing in, don't make the mistake that director of promotion, registration, has as a sole duty a registrar line. This job and its hat has only a small part of its drill as that, and that's why you've got to be registrar now. You understand? We haven't had time to build up this department and give you a full rundown of this department. This is quite a department.
I can see that.
It's quite a department. It moves all the particles of the past and future.
Yeah.
It's the past and future of the organization. And the service units are the PT. They're just PT. But you're past and future. You get the idea?
Broad.
It's broad.
Yeah.
And it's the only organization that is. Materials is mostly present time. Accounts is mostly present time, except the government's man. He dumbles around in the past. Incidents which I would like to forget. But your department there, that's a broad hat, the department. It's the past and future of the organization. It cleans up the past, it audits the past, and it promotes the future, and it moves the particles in the academy, and it moves the particles in the HGC. You look at those administrator posts. You know, not one of them's being held right this moment in this organization?
I know.
Well, it's up to PRR. By the way, the abbreviation of the department is P small r, large r. And just as accounts is D of AC, not D of A. You got this real good?
Yeah.
All right, if there are any further questions on it, why, you'll get them asked, and I'll try to get out answers for them. All hats you know now, as a finalized form, are secretary and executive director on blue with black. And there's no other hat valid. And the other hats which exist in the organization right this minute are just there by sufferance because they haven't been investigated.
Yeah, I was going to say, I got my old book from my department here.
Good.
Yeah.
That's fine. It's all superseded. We'll put it all together again.
Yeah.
Secretary of Executive Director has been created just to create the form of the organization. And it will create that form, and it's more or less the existing form. Don't expect a tremendous lot of changes. The greatest changes you will see is confusion blowing off. Yeah, it's what I meant for years, see. And I just got it down in expressible form.
Yeah.
You've seen some confusion blowing off here in the past few days, I'm sure.
Well, I see the confusion, but I'm not confused.
Yeah. Well, you find that confusion gets less and less.
Yeah.
And if we're going to bring order to the society, for Christ's sakes, we better be in good order ourselves.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.